Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is Eagles schedule release day. Where do we go? We're about three-quarters of the way through the schedule so far. I wonder, and Elliot Shore-Parks joins us for a very special edition of Tuesdays with Elliot Thursday.
Happy to be here. It's one of the most important days of the year.
It is.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to admit today that, like, I'm officially resigning myself to the fact that no one is going to come to any conclusion this offseason that anything is more difficult next year than it is this year. Fan-wise, none of the players they lost are any good. All the draft picks are fine. The schedule doesn't matter. Like, even people who call up and say that they're going to be 12-5 won't even commit to any of the games that they're actually losing.
Right.
You know, like, and this is different. I'm just being honest here. This is different for me because I've never been on the radio for this, and I feel like my head's going to explode.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, look, I would just say, it's not entirely correct. Clearly, they're going to lose games. I heard Corey. It's the best team we've seen in franchise history. So while I agree with you that obviously they're going to lose games, I have them at 12-5. Like, I'll go through the five games I think they're going to lose.
Okay.
But I also do, I just do understand the fans' perspective of, like, this is the best we might ever see the team. Doesn't mean they don't
last
have flaws.
Last year was.
But this team as well. Like, they lost guys, but this, I would say, is currently constructed, is still probably the most talented Eagles team of my lifetime. Like, 0-4, I would argue, like, is up there. But even without Josh Sweat and Milton Williams, I mean, look at their offensive starters. Look at the guys they have on defense. The head coach is a great head coach. So they're going to lose games. I actually think the biggest, I'll get into what I think the biggest issue is with next year. But, like, I understand the kind of blind optimism, if that's the best way to put it.
Yeah, it's a very tough schedule.
Maybe blind's not right.
I don't think the schedule is. So what were your thoughts? You saw the schedule, it came out. Your mock schedule was completely wrong. You only got two games right.
Well, the goal is not to be correct with the mock schedule. The goal is build an easy schedule.
Oh, what does that even really mean? But you know the opponents. So how can you build an easy schedule?
Well, have you seen this schedule? This is a hard schedule, right? So okay. I think that while you
still
know the opponents, the goal is for the mock schedule is to build the best possible outcome.
Now,
like, if I could pick and choose where the games are.
Okay, so you're building it as you would a draft.
Yes. Well,
you would want the schedule to go.
If Roger Goodell called Jeffrey Lurie and said, you can put your schedule together, how would you want it to look? That's the goal of the...
8 straight home games did.
Well, because then you got to do 9 straight away games.
Good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, then
he got
easy one there.
Trust me, this is not my first mock schedule.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't ever remember your mock schedules. Now, is it insider of the year credit? I know. Is it insider of the year credit for the week 9 bye? You nailing the bye week?
You did nail
the bye.
That's
for the committee to decide, I guess.
I guess we do have
Let me guess where that's going to fall.
Yeah, okay.
No.
Yeah, exactly right.
Good scoop, dork.
Yeah, we know the answer to that one. Yeah.
So, all right. So, what were your big picture thoughts on the schedule when you saw it?
So, two big pictures. One, remove the Eagles aspect of it. I just think it's a poorly constructed schedule. Like, the best word I can use to describe it is, I think it's a dumb schedule. Like, to me, it feels like they picked the four primetime games they wanted and then just threw it together at the last 5 minutes. The fact that they played the Giants and Washington both twice in 3 weeks It's just dumb. Like the, and then the Bills all the way in week 17. That's one of the most exciting games of the year. I think one of the ones people are most looking forward to. That game could be completely irrelevant. Now, it could be. Week 17? Like, who knows what's happening at that point, right? The Chiefs game, I get you get it early. I would rather have had that a little later, have some anticipation build. Like, it just, to me, was not an exciting schedule. Like, I don't know if it's, like, a particularly hard schedule and how it was put together. The opponents are very hard, and it was always going to be a hard schedule. Yep. But it's not like they have four straight road games. It's not like, you know, there's not really quirks of it where I think it's hard in that aspect. But the opponents are very difficult, and that does create the hard schedule.
Yeah, I hate the Giants 2 out of 3 weeks and the Commanders 2 out of 3 weeks.
It makes it harder when you play a team twice in 3 weeks. And the other thing, too, is just from a league perspective. So the Eagles-Giants games are only interesting because of Saquon, right? Like, that's like this year, that's the reason they're interesting.
Mm-hmm.
If Saquon is injured and out 3 weeks, he's going to miss like both of those games. And then at the end of the year, Washington, I think you could argue that was like the game people were looking forward to, division, NFC Championship. There's a chance that Week 18 game means absolutely nothing. The Eagles, most years, feels like that Week 18 game means nothing. And so from the Eagles' perspective, they get to play Washington once, like really, and it's away. So I think they got a little bit, you know, cheated with that one. But then also, there's a good chance they'll play Washington in the playoffs. So you could see them play Washington three times in four weeks or something like that.
Yeah, to me, that's the only part they messed up with the schedule was the Washington games. It's too good of an opponent. You just played them in the NFC Championship game. I'm imagining they think Washington is going to be a good team this year. Why would you wait to 2 out of the last 3 weeks of the season to see Jaden Daniels matched up against the Eagles in the NFC Championship rematch? That's the one that I'm like, they could have switched one of these. They could have switched the Washington and Giant game.
Yeah, switch those two.
Yeah, could have switched both those home, the home Giant game. Switch that with the Commanders' last game and make that Commanders' game the Giants' game at home.
I agree. And then also other things, like they play the NFC North this year. They play three of those opponents within a four-week span. Like, I'm not saying you should get creative with the schedule.
They did that last year, too, though, I think.
Yeah, they did with the NFC South,
NFC
I think
South.
It was. Yeah,
they did it with the NFC
South. It just
South.
Doesn't feel like an interestingly put together schedule. Like, the opponents are really tough, but I just think there's a lot of flaws in how it was constructed.
The one I'll disagree with you on is the Bills week 17. To me, you could look at it as the odds that week 17 are meaningless, I think, are pretty slim.
I would agree. 18 is meaningless. I would agree, but 17 is normally.
And I think what you could get out of that Bills thing is if your guy has the kind of year that you're talking about.
That he had last year.
He didn't have last year.
Yeah.
3 years ago, if he has a year that you're talking about, the matchup from a national TV standpoint of Hurts versus Allen in Buffalo, maybe the best team in the NFC and the best team in the AFC, and maybe at that point the MVP, if the guy has the year that you're talking about, is coming down to a game like that. I think that is pretty cool, but that in the middle of the Washington games also kind of sucks.
So that's the other thing about, if I had to pick what I think the toughest part of the schedule is, it might be that part. Now, it has the highest variance because it's so far, who knows? But let's say, and I think we all agree, they probably beat the Raiders. Like, you never know. But, like, they beat the Raiders. But let's say they go into those final three games needing two wins or even needing all three. Like, that's an extremely tough gauntlet to end the season. If I'm not mistaken, last year, their final three games were relatively easy. If I remember correctly, I mean, they ended with the Giants, which didn't matter.
The Cowboys, didn't
Was
they?
It the week before?
Oh,
was
the Washington, Cowboys, and the Giants.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It was those three. Yeah, and Dallas at that point had, you know, it was over. So I think those final three games are really tough. The beginning is tough, but I think they'll do fine with the beginning part. It's really just the ending that I think is worrisome.
Yeah, I mean, that's the toughest stretch I have on.
Those three games.
It's the last month of the of the season.
I mean, the Packers-Lions at Dallas, I think, will shape up. I think people are criminally underrating the Cowboys this year. Like,
I definitely am.
I don't think the Cowboys are going to win the Super Bowl, but hold on. But there is a real chance the Cowboys win 10 plus games.
Like, sure.
Yeah, when Dak is healthy. Well, I'm saying I don't view them as a contender, but what I view them as is a thorn in this team's side. They're in the division. When Dak's healthy, they consistently win double digit games. No team's won the NFC East 2 years in a row.
I don't hear that this year.
Why? But it's been 16.
We're going to end that. That's going to end this year.
Right. But that's what everyone says every time the Eagles win the division, that it's going to end the next year.
I know.
And in Washington, like, let's see if they can repeat success. I actually think the Cowboys plus 600 to win the division is a good bet. Like, I think the Cowboys are going to be better. So when I view that stretch where they go, I think it's Packers, Lions at Dallas, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep. That's
they always get smoked in Dallas. Like, I know the Eagles. I know they won last year.
I was going to say not
this
team.
They won last year. Agreed. Well, this team did get smoked the year before in Dallas.
Was Saquon here?
No, but Jalen and Nick were. And AJ There's and Devontae.
Saquon here.
Well, Saquon's not the whole team. Saquon is part of the team, obviously. But like this core of players got smoked in Dallas the year before. And last year in Dallas, they really, if you look at it, if they don't fumble it, Dallas going into the end zone, they're losing that
Dallas
game at
sucks.
Halftime.
Stop it.
We'll see. Dallas.
We overlooked that team last
Dallas
year.
Sucks.
We didn't even get up for that team.
Dallas
last
sucks
year.
In the playoffs. Dallas in the regular season over the past 5 years with Dak has been a very good team.
Yeah. Yeah. How many games did they win last year?
Well, Dak didn't play.
I don't care.
Well, that matters. It'd be like going into next season with the Eagles and saying, well, Jalen didn't play last year.
How many games they won last year?
I don't know, five?
They won 8 games. How many games they won the year before that?
They won 8 games last year?
No, I don't know.
Okay, I thought it was like 5 or 6.
No, I think they won 7 or 8 games. Though.
Oh, that's right. They went on that stretch at the end.
Yeah, because I think they almost had a chance to get in.
Yeah, without Dak.
Yeah, without Dak.
And they added George
Pickens.
Yeah,
a better quarterback.
The backup was better.
Yeah, without Dak.
Dak's a top 10 quarterback.
You think about Scott Linehan?
I don't really think
George Pickens is going to be happy down there?
Scott, well, you're talking about their head coach, Scott Linehan? Am I missing something?
No, it's Brian Schottenheimer.
Same thing.
Okay, that's what I was confused. Yeah, I was going to just...
And it's intercepted by Ike Leach.
But then I was like, let me question that.
I was thinking to myself, who is Scott Linehan?
Yeah,
he's an old coach.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
No, he was the last coach that worked Ike out, and then Ike decided to retire after that.
Was that the last guy?
Yeah,
it was.
Oh, really?
That's when you knew? Yeah.
So you're just thinking of somebody you wanted to slander.
Yeah. I don't know. Brian Schottenheimer. What is his name? Yes, Brian Schottenheimer. Yeah, what about him?
Well, we like to talk about continuity in Philadelphia. He's hired from the staff. There's continuity
there. Yeah, stinking staff.
Yeah. I'm just saying the Cowboys, when healthy with Dak, consistently get close or over double-digit wins.
I got news for
so
you.
So to overlook them.
Fourth place is where the Cowboys is finishing. Fourth.
I don't think so. I think the Giants will be fourth. But I think the Eagles, to me, the concern going into next season, and I know today's about the schedule, but like when I look at the schedule, I don't look at it and go, oh, this is like an 11-win schedule. The biggest opponent next year is, can this team handle success? If they play to their potential, they will win 13 or 14 games with this schedule. Jalen Hurts in the NFL since 2022 has won around 80% of his games in the regular season. They have played hard schedules. They played on the road. They've played short weeks. They've played gauntlets. 80% of the time. So if they are who they should be, they will win a lot of games. The concern is, can they handle success? And if they handle it well, then yes, they will plow through this schedule much like they plow through every schedule they get.
Here's what I know. We play all these teams. They got these quarterbacks on here. Jalen is beating every quarterback on here.
Well, there's not many quarterbacks Jalen hasn't beaten.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
he's
exactly
pretty much
right.
Beating these guys. Who? Who did Fred say?
Say anything, but against the team stat, and
it's a quarterback stat.
And
you should look at Pro Football Reference.
Oh,
you'll
Mayfield,
only see it under the quarterbacks.
He has not beaten Baker Mayfield.
I beat him in the regular season, but I think he's 1-2 against them because the playoff loss
lost
last year. Right. They did win the Swift
last
game.
Week didn't count.
Wait, was Baker,
last year didn't count?
I don't think
game didn't count.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Oh yeah, 1-2 because of the playoff loss.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, half the roster didn't play that year.
Yeah.
But even if you include again, like the gauntlet, the 2-2 mm-hmm. start, Jalen's won 80% of his game. So I think looking at the schedule, you can realistically predict they'll win 13 or 14 games. I have him at 12.
Because he's the quarterback?
Yes.
Oh, my God. You're such a... This is,
well,
I have a question. Why do you think the Chiefs are going to win a lot of games?
They're different because they have one of the best coaches of all time and one of the best quarterbacks of all time. And they've won 3 Super Bowls.
And hold on. Jalen and Nick have won a Super Bowl. They've been arguably the best quarterback and head coach, or certainly one or two over the last 3 years, right? You were right. They've not been together as long as Andy and Patrick Mahomes.
Because they don't have the resume, so you should not have the same faith.
No, but they do have a close resume time. They've been to 2 Super Bowls in 3 years. They win 80% of their regular season games. Like, in what world is that not...
Average 13 wins a season over the last 3 years.
Yeah, in what world is that not a resume where I can say it's as simple as having Jalen and Nick? When we go around the league and say the Bills will be competitive because of Josh Allen, the Chiefs will be competitive because of Mahomes, the Ravens will be competitive because of Lamar. I don't hear many people bring up, like, the Ravens receivers
All right,
when talking
here's
about
why.
It.
Here's
Tell
why.
Here's
why on Jalen. And it just, like... You turn me into a hater because you're a psychopath about this.
I'm just saying the stats.
The difference between what Josh Allen does for his offense, what Lamar Jackson does for his offense, and what Jalen Hurts did last year for his offense is enormous.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
One guy... Two of those guys, the entire offense is put on their back. Mm-hmm. The other guy was told not to throw at the bye week. And he had the 29th ranked passing offense. He threw less than almost any quarterback in the NFL. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not the same thing. He won the Super Bowl. He's been a very good quarterback since he's been here. But he has 1 year. One season in his entire career where he was a dominant player. It was in 2022. One season. So comparing him to other guys who have been dominant year after year after year is crazy.
Well, but if you ask me who's going to have a dominant season, then I would agree, but we're not debating that. We're debating how many games will they win next year. And Jalen, as the starting quarterback, has won 80% of his games. And I agree with you. Hold on. Mahomes is asked to do more. Josh Allen asked to do more. That doesn't
Lamar
mean
Jackson
Jalen,
asked, yes, to,
asked
do
to do more. That does not mean Jalen is not asked to do a lot. As the most important player on the team, he controls if they win or lose more than any other player. That's just the reality of the way the sport is played. So if you want to tell me who will have more yards next year, I agree with you. Then I don't think you can say just because they have Jalen. But if we want to talk about how many games I think they'll win, I don't see how a 3-year sample size with two Super Bowls there is like something that can be looked past.
Well, because what you're doing is you're taking out what I'm talking about
but we're not talking about
because in 2023 he led the league in turnovers.
He did, and they were not good.
In 2024, in the first four games, he was leading the league in turnovers.
But you're proving my point.
And then they minimized what he had to do. So just because he's there doesn't mean they will win games. It's just correlation, not causation. It happens all the time. You can do it with a lot of different things. You can say that Robert Horry is the reason that those teams won championships.
But that's not the same
thing. But sure it is.
No, it's not.
Well,
Robert Horry is
he hit
way
big
less
shots
important.
When it counted, right?
Well, first of all, he is a very clutch important player, but Jalen is a more important player. And when you bring up the turnovers, you prove my point. When this team has struggled, it's been when Jalen turns the ball over. When he takes care of the ball, they're almost impossible to beat. So if you look at the Eagles over 3 years, what's been the most important factor in winning or losing for them? It's been the turnover battle. And who has the most to do with the turnover battle.
Right,
it's
and
the
last year when they started winning was when they leaned on a quarterback, on a running back, 30 touches a game,
yep.
And they had the number one ranked defense in the NFL. And if you think either of those things are happening again next year, and you talk about the talent without acknowledging that they didn't replace any of the talent that left, none of it. They didn't replace their starting cornerback, they mm-hmm. didn't replace their starting safety, they didn't replace their edge, they didn't replace their tackle, they didn't replace their linebacker.
Yep.
Five guys. Crucial cogs of a number one defense, and they just replace them with rookies and bargain bin people, and you're like, they're still the most talented. I just like, how
I just don't get how you, like, I still think they're the most talented roster. Would you agree with that? They're maybe their top three at worst, if I want to concede. They're obviously still a very talented roster. They have 10 of 11 starters back on offense. And you are right. Every player is important. But the quarterback is the most important. And while he started throwing it less after the bye week, I agree with that. He still has way more
much less.
Phrase it however you want. He still had the ball in his hand on every play. He's an important part of you can dismiss this, but this is the reality of when I'm looking forward as to what they can be when they have a head coach and quarterback. Add Nick into this if it makes you feel better. Like, Nick and Jalen as a head coach quarterback duo have won 80% of their games over 3 years. So why would I think a schedule is going to change that?
Because it's who they play, Elliot.
But they've played tough schedules, right? In 2023, they had a tough schedule. In 2022, in 2024, they have played in and won almost every situation. Now, that doesn't mean they'll do it this year because in the way that you saw in 2022 to 2023, I think they struggled with success. But if they handle that well, I don't think the schedule is one where I think they're like a 10-win team because of
it. But it's not just the schedule. If you combine all of them, it's an incredibly tough schedule. It just is.
I agree with you.
It's an incredibly tough schedule. They lost five important contributors on defense, and there's the added thing of success.
Yes.
And on top of the success, there is Saquon the year after 507 touches. Those things are important.
Yeah, so
they just are. They're more important than the two names, Sirianni and Hurts.
So I agree with you on the Saquon thing, and I agree with you on the success thing. But I think that the head coach and quarterback has the most to do with the success by far of a team in the NFL. That's just my belief.
Sure, that's fine.
Right.
Yeah.
So while I agree with you, they are a less talented defense, they still have a talented defense. They still have a very talented offense. And with Nick and Jalen running the show, we've just never really seen them lose consistently. Now, they had the end of 2023. That's on their resume. But outside of that, when has this team struggled because of the schedule? Like, yes, the opponents are tough, but when this team plays what they can play to, they just don't lose often. And I have them at 12-5, so I think there are five games they will lose. But I just think the schedule viewed as daunting. We've seen this team handle almost every situation they've been in.
Just give us your five games.
Yeah,
five
games are they going to lose?
I have them losing to Tampa Bay in Tampa Bay.
Okay.
I have them losing to Minnesota in Minnesota. I have them losing in Dallas. I have them losing to the Chargers, and I have them losing to the Bills.
Hmm. Well, you have them winning both Washington games.
So the thing with that is
that's a yes.
Yes, it's a yes. But also week 18 doesn't – I just put a win because I think if they're going to need it, they will win that game. But
okay.
We'll see.
Well, even if we don't need it, Tanner McKee is playing and we're going to win.
Yeah, or
Tanner
Tom
McKee
McCoy.
Is going to be on Bourbon Street. We're sending him down there.
Yeah.
That's where Tanner McKee is going to be.
He drafted a quarterback in the second round.
He stinks. He's 26 years old. Tanner McKee's 20. I don't care.
You
they're
said
dumb.
The same thing about Bo Nix.
That's fine. Bo Nix is a one-year wonder.
Bo Nix was almost Offensive Rookie of the Year.
Congratulations. He should be Offensive Rookie of the Year. He's a quarterback.
Yeah.
He's 20. He's almost an AARP.
Would you trade McKee for a fourth?
No.
No.
What about a third?
Nope.
Spike
wouldn't
trade him for a second.
Think about it for a second.
Yeah. I think now I would do it for a third. Now that they got Kyle McCord and Dorian Thompson-Robinson,
Thompson-Robinson.
Here's the thing.
Who's the other guy?
Kyle McCord.
Who?
You ever heard
of a YouTube big board?
Here's the problem. If you are in a position where you're trying to win the Super Bowl and you have a quarterback who's been hurt at the end of the season every year, and you may have to win, one of these gauntlets you're talking about. It's like whether it's the Packers, Lions, Cowboys, or whether it's the Commanders, Bills, Commanders, or whether it's the Chiefs, the Rams, and the Bucks. There could be a stretch in there where there's three games that your backup quarterback's going to have to win. And my choice, I don't want my choice to be a rookie or a guy who couldn't cut it, you know.
In Cleveland.
Yeah, in Cleveland. Yeah, but still.
Three initials, guy.
Well,
I'm not.
I mean, you don't have to tell the city that. But I do think, so I agree with your point. And look, I'm a Tanner McKee guy. He's a Players Lounge alumni. We're in on Tanner McKee.
Don't sound like it.
But he's only played 40 snaps in his NFL career. They looked awesome.
And he's been here.
Dorian Thompson-Robinson
played in a city where no quarterback has ever looked good. So I'm not going to hold Cleveland against him. And Kyle McCord.
Joe Flacco looked pretty good.
For how many games? For I'm just saying.
Good enough to come back.
Yeah.
I think the Tanner McKee thing is more about the coaching staff. Tanner's a great player and everything. I get it. But, like, I think you could have Kyle McCord or Dorian Thompson-Robinson ready. And, again, I'm not trading him for a fourth or a fifth. The dude was drafted in the sixth round.
He's played like half a game. How many more thirds do we need in the next 2 years?
Let's say you trade that third for a starting safety. Or let's say you trade that third for a starting corner. Tanner McKee's an important player.
I don't need a starting corner or starting safety, remember?
Tanner McKee has barely played in the NFL. I don't think you, like, he
every time I've seen him, he looked good.
And trust me, the training camp stats are nice.
And he's been here. All right. 215-592-9494. It is a Thursday.
Like you to get everybody all fired up in here.
Yeah. I'm having a relaxing day.
I need you to bring some juice out of me, and that's what you did.
All I got to do is say Jalen wins.
There he is. Yeah. It drives me crazy.
Nothing like watching you while I'm talking, too, for the YouTube audience. I can just feel it coming like,
I love you, Elliot.
Me too.
All right. Coming up next, we will get to the final part of the schedule, which we haven't gone through yet. Also, you, what do you think the Eagles are going to do? The schedule is out, 215-592-9494. Also, from Elliot, we want to hear, as Elliot travels to all these cities, we want to hear his best road trips on the schedule
fans
as well. Fans of Philly is where you go.
One of the best parts of coming to WIP has been fans of Philly.
Right.
Like, their trips are unbelievable.
And I was saying, by the way, the NFL screwed fans of Philly by putting Tampa in September.
I've agreed. Well, I'll see.
All right, we'll get to that next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. So, Elliot, you know, gets me up to top performance.
Wow, he gets you. Never mind.
Well, don't. Whatever you were going to do, don't. We want to get you to top performance. Some say Blue Chew is the Elliot of the bedroom.
There you go.
No one says that. No one says that. Not even one person. No.
Well, you never know. Look, you want to be dialed in when you get home and it's time. Or maybe it's that. Maybe it's date night. Maybe it's date night. You're on your way home from dinner.
Yeah.
You know, us adult guys, we have date night. Mm-hmm. Blue Chew is the solution. I know, and I'm talking to you. It's just me and you right now. And Juan, Ike, of course, and Jack and Elliot.
Yeah.
But it's just us. We know you've thought about, maybe I should try that out. Maybe it's not working the way it used to. But Blue Chew solves all the problems that you had previously as to why you didn't do it.
Yeah.
Right? You didn't want to go to the doctor. Mm-mm. You know, you don't want that ridiculous, awkward conversation. It's all at BlueChew.com. Yeah. You didn't want to go wait in line at the pharmacy. Out of it, BlueChew.com.
Yeah.
You didn't want to have to swallow a pill. It's obvious, right? You know, you're drinking a glass of water. What pill is he taking? No, it's a chewable.
Yeah.
All the stuff is better, Ike.
Do it, yeah.
Go to BlueChew.com. It all happens on the website. Well, and then it happens in the bedroom.
That's right.
It's the same active ingredients as Viagra and Levitra and Staxin and Cialis, but it's chewable. So we are going to hook you up with a free first month. Just go to BlueChew.com and use that code 94, Ike. It's free. All they got to do is pay for the shipping.
Yep.
Shipping's like $5. BlueChew.com and then code 94. And then you can
chew it and do it.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.